Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by David Thomas.
In February 2012.
Where the theme was the unexpected.
Uncle David told us to pack our overnight bags and wait outside. And when his turquoise VW Golf convertible came round the corner, it was bouncing at about like a million miles an hour. And that's how we knew that he was a really good driver. And we climbed in, and I'm the youngest, so I'm in the back. And Chris is older than me, so he's sitting in front. And I've got my sleeping bag and my tent that I'm going to stay the night in. But I don't know where we are going to stay the night. So I'm in the back and I say, Uncle David, where are we going tonight? He's driving. He's bald and his hair... He's bald, but he's bald in that way that hair flies about. He says, we're going to a very rich man's house for a party. And I say, who's the rich man? And he said, Richard Branson. So, how do you know Richard Branson? He says, I don't really know Richard Branson. He's a friend of a friend. He said, it's the party, will there be dancing? He says, it's better than dancing, there are going to be balloons. But rich people, they have big balloons. And some rich people, they are so rich, they buy themselves islands to live on. So I'm quite impressed. And the drive is about 2 hours, I think. We're on the motorway and the wind is whizzing all around us. We know we're going a far way because that's where the motorway takes you. And when we finally get anywhere off the motorway, we see these long walls that are like fortress walls, and this gate, I can't remember what year it was, but it's like the Jurassic Park gates. And I remember being impressed, and it opens, and I imagine a voice saying, welcome to Jurassic Park. And we creak in the turquoise Golf convertible, feeling pretty good. And we go into Branson land, and the first thing I see is, I suppose it's a medium to probably large pond with a bit of like mud in the middle. I think it's the island. And, and gliding across the surface, there are swans, but they're not the usual vanilla flavor swans. They're black swans, which I've never seen before, and they're grinning at me. So there's that there. There are bouncy castles over there, puffing children into the air, and I think they're laughing. And, and above their heads, I see, above the treetops even, these three humongous balloons rising that are the size of buses or something, and I'm impressed. I think Uncle David at this point goes off to play cricket. There's a huge cricket game, which does not interest me. And Chris, my brother, he goes off. I think he wants to be near the adults because he's that age. But I think I'm going to explore Branson land. So I head towards the horizon along, there's that big wall I was telling you about, I head along by there, and I come to a tennis court, the kind that like professionals play on, which has the squidgy AstroTurf, which I squidge in my hands. But because I'm by myself, I can't play, so I just have to wind the net up and down and bounce. I look around, I'm not really sure what else to do, but there's a cabin. So I try the door and it squeaks. I step in and this is where I find the treasure. It's inside, it seems like the size of an Olympic-sized swimming pool, but it's not, it's just a snooker table. It's quite a small snooker table. With the green bays, very smooth. And even at that age, I knew that snooker players are all miserable people. But I think I'm going to pretend to be one today. So I pretend to put on my silk waistcoat and I go to where the cues are kept. They're all different heights. And some of them have those rests that look like deer's antlers. But I don't have time to play because Chris, my brother, comes in and goes, "You've got to come and help pitch the tent," which we do. And that night before bed, and I'm lying there in a sleeping bag, I'm told I have to get up at 7 in the morning, very early, to go up in the balloon with the madman Richard Branson. But I get up earlier than that. There's that time in the night where children all around the world go a little bit crazy and they decide they're going to get up when it's still nighttime and go and watch cartoons or play games. But this time, as I'm stepping out, as unzip the tent, and you can feel the dew on the tent sleeve, is that what you call it? And all the tents are around me. In the distance, I can hear drunk grown-ups carousing, and the grass is wet under my feet as I walk between the tents in Tent City, and I head back towards the magic cabin. I open the door again, squeak. But inside, there's a shock waiting for me because I'm not alone in the cabin. There's a man facing me, but not looking at me. He's looking down and writing in a notepad. And around him, there are these black bags that are bulging. And I have to wait a moment, and then I say, "Hello." And he jumps, astonished. And it's quite scary to a child seeing a grown-up astonished, because you wonder why they're scared, and then you feel, if you scared them, you feel you're probably better than them. So I say, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm doing my homework." And at that point I think, this guy's stupid, because if grown-ups are doing their homework, that means they're still at school. And grown-ups don't go to school, so I win. So I said to him, "How would you like to play a game of pool or snooker?" And he looks towards the door, and I said, "Where are you going to go? It's 5 in the morning." And I think at that point, for whatever reason, I don't know why, he says yes. And straight away I know that he's not a normal grown-up, because he picks one of the cues which has antlers and plays with that instead of a real cue. And he... And he sort of strides around the table in this really elaborate, flamboyant way. And he's rubbish. He doesn't get a single ball in, and neither do I. But of course, in my head, I do, because I'm a snooker player. And we play for quite a while, and I win and suggest a game of tennis. At this point, the sun's coming up, and he's looking more panicked. He wants to get out of there for some reason. He probably wants to get back to his friends. And I say, "Should we have a game of tennis?" And he says, I can't. I said, "Why are you here? What are you doing here?" And he said, "I'm a friend of Richard Branson's," which I don't think is strange, because famous people like James Bond, they're James Bond, they aren't James. So I think everyone who's Richard Branson's friends, they call him Richard Branson. They don't call him Richard. So he agrees to play tennis. He plays in a very strange way. The ball, if it's going over his head, if you're playing against a child, you knock it back to them. But I think he hated me. He was really smashing it back at the ground. And we play for a while longer before I think eventually I realize I can't keep him there hostage any longer. So I let him go back to whatever grown-up things he's doing. He drags his bags along that long wall that goes on until whatever point Bransonland has a corner. He goes off and I hear it clanking. It's this strange man who clanks off. And then I go back to the tent and we go up in a big balloon, and I meet a man in a balloon who's got a designer shirt, and he looks very tired, and don't know who he is. Come back down, and when it's time to go home, we get back in the turquoise VW Golf convertible, and we head back past the grinning swans, past the famous island, and out through the Jurassic Park gates. But at this point, this big guy comes over, the gate man, and he says, "Did you have a nice time?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Now, did any of you see anything suspicious here this weekend?" And we were thinking, well, I don't know what they were thinking, but I was thinking, well, define suspicious. He said, "Someone broke into the main house this weekend. They made off with Sir Richard Branson's designer shirts and all of his cutlery." And I'm wondering, you know, does he keep all of his shirts with the cutlery in a drawer? I could be getting a bit confused with that. And then he goes, and then they made off somewhere with it. They took it all. It's worth a lot of money. Did you see anything suspicious? So I think of all the things I've seen that weekend. I've seen a convertible car, which I've seen before, but it's still exciting. I've seen the motorway. It's kind of fun. Seen the big long walls, like a fortress that someone lives in. The Jurassic Park gates. I saw the famous island. I saw the magical swans. I saw cricket. I saw the tent city. I saw the tennis court. I saw the magic cabin. I went up in a balloon. I thought I met a friend with bags. And then I thought, no, I didn't see anything. And then we went home.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.